Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's ask our man, Danny Green. He joins us as he does every week. He's our Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, what do you think of the Hawks the other night, man? I mean, that's pretty amazing coming back from 30.
Yeah, against Boston, it was a hell of a show. I mean, it shows how good they are, how good they could be, the potential, even with the injury. They've got to play like that every night. You know, they're not a bad team. They have the pieces. They can be a contender. They could be obviously a playoff team for sure, but they could be, you know, one of the better teams in the East if they once stay healthy. But they just came with that same intensity and played that way every night.
It's kind of a cobbled together lineup, but yeah, I mean, we got some young guys. Jalen Johnson has been banged up, but you know, we look at DeAndre Hunter. I don't know how much, Danny, you follow DeAndre Hunter. We've killed this guy because he was a fourth overall pick, and now this year he's playing like that top five guy. And does it take 5 years to get it together in the NBA?
It depends on the person, how young come in. I think he's had some good years before, the 5 years. Like, he's shown to me bits and pieces of how good he could be. Just the consistency, it may take 5 years. But some years just have a bad year. You know, maybe last year he had a rough year, or maybe second year. I've seen him have a good year or two here and there, but sometimes it takes longer to put it all together, to have a full put-together season consistently.
Danny, do you believe that Mamba mentality, that killer instinct that we've all known and seen from guys like MJ, LeBron, Kobe, guys that you've played with throughout your career? Do you believe that's something that's inherently inside of a player and that Tatum can reach in and grab in clutch moments, or do you think that could be developed?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's more so developed than it is inside. Some guys have it inside them. It's a lost art to me, so when people use the Mamba mentality thing now, it's like kind of watered down, hard to believe because I don't see it. You know, it's not that. People say that they're doing that's them, but it's not that anymore. And it's because, you know, it's our generation. The guys are too friendly. Everyone wants to team up with each other. It's not the same type of competitive play as it was back then, where guys didn't want to care to be friends, didn't want to see you, you know, do well. Like, I mean, we like to see you do well, but the competitive nature is like you really want to kill somebody on the floor. You know, you shouldn't probably say it that way, but you really wanted to take everything from them and give them nothing, and that's how it was. Now it's like, you know, guys rather team up, give each other, or they're cool and laughing, having fun, playing games, and just too nice. So it's hard for me to see that mom mentality in today's generation, but I think you can develop it. And all it takes is really just your mindset and keeping that mindset throughout the game. I think he has it. I'm not saying he doesn't have it. I just think, you know, their team, just the immaturity, they lack the keep their foot on the gas, and you'd be uncomfortable and just let teams back into games. I think that's more maturity issue than anything.
It's a Danny Green, guys, or Odyssey NBA Insider here on the WadeFord.com hotline. That's the thing. I mean, I never want to sound like an old fart older than I am, Danny, but it's just like you were in the generation where, you know, you played in the same time as Kobe, where there was a bit of a killer instinct out there. Now it's just like everybody's boys. Everybody's dapping everybody up. It's hard to see some real, I don't know, we're never going to see Celtics or Bulls Pistons like we used to. It doesn't seem.
Yeah, you're not going to get those broad lines in the league. It's cleaned up with less fights and less, you know, less hard fouls anymore. So that makes the game a little tougher, harder to be competitive. There's still some guys, Dylan Brooks out there, Pat Bev, Marcus Smart, like, they'll go at you. They'll give you a hard foul. Now guys will get a flagrant or get a technical for hanging on the rim now. So it's tougher now. And I can't just say it's all on the players in the generation. It's tougher now the way the world is in the way the leagues are set up, you know, you can't be as physical. You know, I know Adam Silver looking into letting defenses have more freedom to be more physical. I'm not saying that because I'm a defensive player. But the world is a different time.
Danny, when it comes to the Hawks tonight, they're taking on a Portland Trail Blazers team that, even though the Hawks have as many injuries as they have, they're still 10.5-point favorites tonight. How, as a player, do you get your mentality up for a game like that when you know that the team is coming in, that you should beat them? Everybody's telling you that you should beat them. How do you keep that fire going during the regular season?
Well, I've been blessed and fortunate to have the coaching staff to teach that in us. You know, it comes from leadership. It comes from the top. You know, it comes from your best players, which were your veterans. But also your coaching staff to let you know, you know, any given night, you can lose. You better have a sense of urgency, and you don't take these things lightly at all. You're not preparing for the team that you're playing. You're preparing for the team that you're going to be playing in the playoffs or in the future. You know, not tonight is, it doesn't matter. We're trying to play for ourselves and better ourselves, and each night is an opportunity to get better. And so that comes with the leadership, and that's going to be coaching, it's going to be your veterans.
Now, we talk a lot about coaching. We saw the Celtics. You know, I don't know what that was. There were some design plays right as they were blowing that lead that didn't make a lot of sense. Some iso ball, just no movement. Is the criticism on Joe Mazzulla, especially against the collapse against the Heat, is it warranted?
Say that last part again.
Joe Mazzulla is getting a lot of heat. Is it worth? I mean, does he deserve the criticism he gets up in Boston and around the country?
Some, but I don't think so. Ultimately, a coach can be but so much. You can control how players execute, how they do so, or how they play, or how they miss shots. But yes, this execution, he deserves some of it. If they're not executing, if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, or it looks like they're a mess or have a set play, or he's not getting the timeouts, he's not giving them a rest or a reset, a game, place. Part of that, yes, but there's but so much a coach can do, and a lot of it, especially when you have these groups of players that have been together for like 5 and 6 years. These guys have been together. It's really upon them to kind of get upon themselves to stay poised, stay locked in, and put teams away.
Danny, when it comes to whipping around the league here a little bit as we wrap up with Danny Green here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Mavericks are a team that is really coming online at the right time. Luka and Kyrie have finally seemed to develop that chemistry that a lot of people thought they may have from the jump. Do they have what it takes to sort of shock the world here at the end of the season and make a run?
I think they have what it takes to make a run. I don't know if shock the world, like championship, I wouldn't say impossible. I don't see it for them. They did keep putting good pieces at the deadline that makes them fit better. I think they could be in the Western Conference finals, but I don't know if beyond that they can stop the world and do more than that. But I could see them, which I don't see them beating in Denver, or if they're because they get it together, they're a really good team. There are certain teams that have a lot of weapons, I just don't know if they can get past. But they do have a lot of weapons and enough to get to the Western Conference finals, for sure.
Well, Danny, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you next week. Our man, Danny Green, as we get further in, close to the end of the season, we'll see if the Hawks can improve in the play-in round. Thanks again, big man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, guys, equipped for adventure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.